USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
As many Floridians prepare to evacuate ahead of Hurricane Dorian, volunteers around the country are heading toward the storm to help with the recovery effort. Lisa Morgan is with the American Red Cross, and she says they're already sending volunteers and supplies to the area.
These are all items that we think that you'll be in need of if you have to evacuate your home quickly.
And Dorian has been upgraded to a Category 3 storm and is strengthening as it heads towards Florida. Taxes in California could be going up as Democratic Mayor Gavin Newsom is proposing 2 years of free college tuition.
For all those other governors and all those other states say, well, we can't afford it. You know, it's just too much for us right now. We have so many other priorities. We are proving, not asserting, that it can be done.
The plan would cost taxpayers $42 million a year and apply to first-time and full-time students. This is USA Radio News.
You knew the risks when you decided to drive drunk. There could be a crash. People could get hurt or killed. But that didn't stop you, did it? You knew you could get arrested. You could incur huge legal expenses. And you could possibly even lose your job. You were well aware of the consequences of driving drunk. But one thing's for sure. You were wrong when you said it was no big deal. Drive sober or get pulled over. This message brought to you by NHTSA.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A New York man might find himself in the slammer after terror-related charges. With the details, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
A New York man is facing 8 years behind bars after pleading guilty to charges related to a possible terrorist plot. The FBI arresting the 21-year-old man in Montana after he rented a rifle at a shooting range, and they say he then told several people online he wanted to go overseas and fight for ISIS, also expressing a desire to attack targets in the U.S., including gay nightclubs, a federal building, and an Army recruiting center. He later lied to an FBI agent about ever making the claims. He's pleaded guilty to charges of making false statements to the FBI involving international terrorism. He'll be sentenced for that in December, and prosecutors say more charges could be coming.
And if you're traveling this Labor Day weekend, the average price for a gallon of gasoline, $2.58 a gallon. This is USA Radio News.
To thank you for helping build MyPillow into the big company that it's become, Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO, has created the new Radio Listener Special. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the new Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, and you can get deep discounts on the new body pillow, on regular MyPillow, the travel pillow, the Giza Dreams bed sheets, lots of savings there. MyPillow.com, use promo code USA and save on everything on the website.
Juul Labs CEO Kevin Burns is warning non-smokers against using his company's vaping products. Burns joins CBS This Morning and tells folks not to vape or use Juul, but he also does say there's still a lot of investigations still going on regarding vaping.
CDC is leading the investigations. We're obviously in close contact with them.
So you are?
Yeah.
You're working with them.
We'd like to get, they're in charge of the investigation. We'd like to get all the specifics that we can. We want to make sure we have access to the information. So if there's any issue that was driven associated with us, that we can get to the root cause and understand that.
The CDC is looking into nearly 200 possible cases of severe lung disease that may be tied to the use of e-cigarettes. Regarding what the CDC is looking into, Burns reminds us.
Well, I don't know if it's tied to vaping even associated with nicotine products. Most of the early reports have indicated it's related to THC. So
I don't know about most, but
most of them that have any specifics have said they're related to THC. We don't have the details in all those reports. If there was any indication that there were an adverse health condition related to our product, I think we'd take very swift action associated with it.
And finally, video doorbell company Ring is working with more than 400 police departments to make it easier for law enforcement to access homeowners' videos. Ring says the partnerships will allow for local law enforcement agencies to post important safety information and view and comment on public posts to a portal operated by Ring. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.